He's performing at the Uptown Comedy Corner in Atlanta this weekend. Good morning, Gerald Kelly. How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful, man. I'm about to do my penny scratch right now. Get my $3 penny scratch.
You heard, huh?
I'm quitting the game, boy. I'm quitting the game. I'm gonna do penny scratches for the next ten days. I'm doing penny scratches, man. Matter of fact, let me get these kids up. Y'all get up and get these penny scratches done. Y'all ain't gotta go to school and go get these penny scratches, man. I'm well though, Tom. How you feel?
I'm feeling good, man. How's the family?
Our family's good, man. The family's well. We're down here in a We just had
how young is your youngest son now?
The youngest is 3. Then Josh
three.
Was 10. Yeah, I got a 3-year-old, Tom, that little hunter. And Josh was 10. Josh was actually performing with me this weekend at the Uptown. He just did 6 shows with me at the Funny Bone.
How old is he?
He's 10 years old. He's amazing. You know, in my household, man, I'm the Joe Jackson. Baby. Like Isaiah said, I'm the Joe Jackson. You will do jokes in this house.
You're going to do something.
So is that their summer job when they're that young? Is that what they do, or do they do it all during the year?
So that's all year long. My 10-year-old is just like Isaiah when Isaiah was little.
Uh-huh.
The 10-year-old loves doing stand-up comedy. He loves it. I mean, he'll come up to me every day. Hey, Dad, like he wrote a joke last night about a Wheaties joke. He said his mother told him to eat your Wheaties so you could be a strong man when you get older. And he said, Mom, Wheaties don't turn you into a man. They turn you into a woman. Bruce Jenner. I mean, I was blown away.
From a 10-year-old, he wrote that.
Let me have that. Let your daddy have that, man.
10-year-old, I said, man, I'm taking that. I'm using that this weekend.
And what about the 3-year-old?
The 3-year-old is juggling.
Yeah, the 3-year-old got jokes too.
The 3-year-old is always getting in the way when we rehearse the material. He'll go grab a remote control and just go, my name is Hunter. I 3 years old. How y'all feel? And I'm like, okay, baby. Playing with that blue remote control, you will be on stage next month.
What was the age that your oldest when he started? How old was he?
Isaiah started at 9. He started at 9 years old. Started doing comedy at 9 years old, and he stopped because his mom, you know, she was like, I don't want my baby out doing this stuff. And then about 11 or 12 years old, he moved in with me, and it was over. You know, when you live with me, that's all you're going to do is stand-up comedy. You ain't doing nothing else but jokes. Don't come home with no football in your hand, no basketball. Put that damn football down. Don't you know they got concussions? You ain't getting no concussions telling them on the field. But, you got to love these kids. You got to protect the kids and love the kids, man. So much stuff going on. You know, we went to the zoo yesterday. It was so funny. You know, we went to the zoo. It wasn't funny, but it was the 3-year-old wanted to go close to the gorillas. I'm like, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? You know,
That might not end well.
I still feel bad about Harambe, the gorilla Harambe,
mm-hmm.
because Harambe was minding his business. You know, do y'all agree that Harambe was minding his business?
True.
He definitely was. Yeah.
And I didn't know it was a black kid. I know it's old news, but it still is new to us because we was at the zoo yesterday. I didn't know it was a black kid. When I found out it was a black kid, you know, the first thing I said when I heard about the gorilla and the kid, I was like, oh, man, these damn little white kids, man. And then they said his name was Isaiah. I was like, Lord, they done set us back. 400 years, we done set back. And then, you know, but the worst part about it is when our people...
Performing at the Uptown Comedy Corner in Atlanta this weekend, Gerald Kelly, the Joe Jackson of comedy.